Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to another new episode of the Declutter Me podcast. So this week I wanted to talk about makeup because I haven't spoken about it since episode 14 and now we're on 225. I can't believe I've been talking this much for this many years. But yeah, I have. So we're going to talk about makeup and makeup brushes. I have done a video which you can see later about how to clean your makeup brushes, which is just a genius way to do it. So you can see that on YouTube or you can see it on my blog. But yeah, let's first start to talk about makeup because people have it, people use it, people don't use it. They keep it languishing in their drawers for years and it's bad for you. I remember my French teacher in the 80s used to wear this bright red lipstick. She was very French, Madame Saunders, and I'm sure it was Chanel Rouge. And you could tell it was old because it would cake onto her lips. You know, it wouldn't glide onto the lips. Could have been also that it was the formula in the 80s, but I think a lot of it was just because it's old. And that's what happens with makeup, that when it gets old, it starts smelling funky. You can't put it on properly. Like, you know, eyeshadows just start cracking and not going onto your eyelids properly. The lipsticks don't go on properly as well. So you need to think about that. Plus, you know, it's not just the smell that's, you know, it makes it, you know, I'm putting this smelly stuff that's not right onto my face. But also, you know, think about the chemicals, that it's not safe to wear something that's old as it could damage your skin. So always do a declutter of your makeup every quarter. Due to the heat and the aircon usage in the Middle East, the expiry dates for items can vary and often go faster. I am going to put a table, which is from my book, Can You Find It in 5 Seconds? Which if you haven't read it yet, you can buy a copy on Amazon or on my website. But that has a table with how long to keep everything. You know, so bear in mind that these are general dates and times, but it could vary if you live in a hot country. Like if you live in America and South America, you know, the southern states, it could go off quicker as well. And, you know, there is expiry dates on a lot of the products now, or they have like a little, what do you call it, a little pot, and it will say 12 months or 24 months. And so if you get a permanent marker and write on the bottom of that item when you bought it, then you'll know how long it's supposed to last for. So roughly, the things that last for 2 to 3 months are mascara, eyeliner, face peels and masks, those acne pads, nail files. I don't know why actually. But yeah, nail files only last for 2 to 3 months. And loafers, because yeah, you're putting your dead skin and stuff on that and people don't clean it properly. So think about that. And you know, I have seen clients who buy like 6, 7 mascaras and open all of them up. They only last for a short amount of time and then get clumpy and horrible on your eyes and it's dangerous for your eyes. So don't have that many open. Just have 1 or 2 open, use it for that time, throw it away and then get a new one. And you don't have to buy expensive mascara. Most of the expensive mascaras are made in the same places where the cheap mascaras are made. They're all the sort of the same formula, whatever they say. So yeah, I wouldn't spend a lot of money on them. Just get, you know, those pharmacy kind of mascaras or Maybelline or something. Just, you know, my ones are from NYX, I think. Yeah, I don't spend a lot of money on mascara because I use mascara and eyeliner every day, religiously. So I go through the bottles really quickly. So yeah, I don't spend a lot of money on them. But I know which ones work for me and I use them. So for 6 months to 1 year, it will be your liquid foundations, your concealer, your acne cream and washes, your eye creams, face washes, and your serums. Now, if you just buy 1 or 2 of these things, you should use them up during that time and not have them just languishing in your drawers. But if you do buy a lot of products and don't use them, think about these dates because this is important. And I know people get addicted to buying, especially on sales, during Sephora sales and all these beauty sales, trying to reduce the amount of stuff you buy so that you don't then have to throw it away because you've wasted it and not used it up. From 1 to 1.5 years, it's lip gloss, cream eyeshadows, face cream, sunscreen, soap, shower gel, and eyebrow gel. I would think eyebrow gel would be the same as mascara, to be honest, but that's what they say. So all your creamy stuff is 1 to 1.5 years. And then 2 years is the lip pencils, lipsticks, nail polish, powder, eyeshadow, foundation, and body lotion and the scrubs. Now, I have a story about the powder eyeshadow. I used to wear a lot of eyeshadow before COVID, before 2020. I bought a big palette from Urban Decay, which I loved, and I spent a lot of money on it, you know, in the UK. And I have recently had to throw it away, and it has some beautiful colours in it. But it's 4 years old, I would guess. And you can tell that it's gone off because it would cake going onto my eyelids. And it did smell funny. It's so upsetting. I haven't used a lot of the colors because like I bought it and then couldn't use it, especially for a year. Couldn't use it in 2020. Like it just, you know, there was lockdown. I lost the will to do anything on my face post-lockdown. I just became really lazy with doing all this stuff. So yeah, I had to throw it away. And so what I did the last time I was in London was bought a small palette with a few colors. Which are more neutral and so not so much bright colors, which I used to love. And I'm going to try and use that up for the next 2 years. So that's the plan. And I'm just trying not to buy too many different colors anymore. But yeah, I'm gutted. I love that palette. It was amazing, but it was just a waste of money considering what happened and that I couldn't use all the colors properly. So think about that. Like, you know, do you need to buy big palettes? Do you need to buy that Urban Decay Naked one in all the different colors, if you don't use all the colors, you know? I'm lucky I can wear a lot of different colors because of the color of my skin, but some people can't. So think about what colors will work for you and what won't, and don't buy the ones that don't work for you. So yeah, think about that all. Another big thing is foundation. People seem to buy a lot of it, lots of different types. Especially due to contouring, which I still can't master even after all these years. So, you know, liquid foundation only lasts for 6 months to a year. So find the brands that work for you and stick with them and just buy one or two. I mean, I do have two different colors of foundation. So I have one for my normal skin color and one for when I tan. And that's a different texture as well. So it's a bit thicker, but it's lighter. But anyway, that's all I have. And then I have one concealer color, not different kinds. I should have two really to match with the different colors, but it doesn't matter. And I have one tinted moisturizer and that's it. And one powder and that's all I need. I mean, I don't wear makeup that often. I don't need to wear makeup when I'm working because I don't want the makeup to fall off while I'm working and, you know, due to sweat. So, you know, you might wear makeup all the time because you go to an office and stuff like that. But find the colors and find the brand that works for you and buy that. And you don't need to buy millions of different colors. So buy things that work for you. You know, I know that there's things like on Instagram and on TikTok, people are using all these brands. And then, you know, you feel this urge to go buy it from the stores because these people used it. But think about, you know, will it work for you? Will you actually like it? Test it if you can. Go to the stores and test out the products or get a sample. I know that MAC's very good at giving samples. So get a sample, try it out and see if it really will work with you and really suit you and your skin. There's no point buying stuff for the sake of its coolness as it will just clutter up your makeup drawer and your makeup area and also be a waste of money. Another thing which is a big problem is perfume. It's a massive collector here. You might love spraying different scents on yourself, but they go off after 3 years and they can start smelling funny, especially in the summer heat when they're stored in your car. So save your embarrassment of smelling funny and declutter the bottles of perfume. If you go to a nail salon, which is a big thing here in the Middle East, don't keep 20 bottles of nail polishes in your home because you're never going to use them. Because how many of you take that bottle of nail polish that you bought and take it with you to the nail salon? You don't really, do you? You just go to nail salon and choose a colour and that's it. I mean, I have, I think, two colours at home in case I don't have time to go to nail salon, which is very often. And that, you know, or if I've done my nails and they've chipped, so I have like a colour. So you need that. But yeah, don't buy millions of different types of bottles and colours. It's just a waste of money. So there are various ways to organise your items. First, declutter the old items based on what I've told you before about the time frame of how long to keep your items. If they smell funny, if it doesn't feel good, if you never use it, if it's got horrible consistency, horrible colour, get rid of it, declutter it. Now, if it's from MAC and you get six of these items, save them, go to MAC and you can get free lipstick. Now, I shouldn't be encouraging you to get free stuff, but I do wear the same lip colour from MAC and I've been wearing it for like 30 years. And not 30 years, 20 years. And I love that colour. And so it's great for me that I get a free lip colour. So if you do use MAC and you do love stuff, you can get a free lipstick. Then you want to categorise the items on, you know, so into foundation. So then you want to categorise the items. So into foundation, base, eyes, cheeks, lips, accessories, etc. I had one client who's categorized based on her color schemes, but that's her choice. And yeah, she had weird names for the sections in the drawers, like unicorn and brown fairy and stuff like that. It was really weird, but I love her to bits. But do it based on how it works for you. So organize it so you can find the stuff in less than 5 seconds moving forward. So usually I do it based on the categories and I put them into a makeup container. You can get them, you know, great ones with drawers from Muji and from IKEA, and you just put them into sections. So I usually do face, eyes, cheeks, and then lips on the bottom drawer. So it's going up and down. So those are my top tips. And then for cleaning your makeup brushes and your sponges, as I said, there's a video, but the quick thing to do, you know, is to put it all into one of those mesh wash bags that you get. You can get them from the $1 stores, from Daiso. Put them all in there, put it in the washing machine, put it on a quick rinse, a quick cycle, let it dry, you know, take it out, let it dry, and Bob's your uncle, it's all clean. And yeah, you don't have to stand there with the sponge and the soap and rubbing and cleaning and over the sink. Bung it in the washing machine and done. It's amazing. So yeah, so those are my top tips on how to declutter and organize your makeup and also how to deal with your makeup brushes. It's short and sweet today, but I hope you like it and it helps you and you can listen to it while you're sorting out your makeup and stuff. Let me know what you think. Let me know if this helps you. As I mentioned, this was in my book as well. So Can You Find It in 5 Seconds is available to buy and you can buy it and have it shipped anywhere in the world. So if you would like to get a copy, especially for Christmas, get to my website at www.decluttermeme.com. And yeah, let me know what you think of the book if you buy a copy. Thank you as always for listening. Thank you for telling the world that you're listening to me and for following me on my social media at DeclutterMe. And yeah, I really appreciate all the love. So thank you as always, and I will speak to you next week. Take care. Bye.